So we invite you to close your eyes if you have not already. And the invitation to close your eyes is so that you may turn inward just for a few moments. In that way, we remove any distractions that may pull our focus away from what is at our core. For within the core of our being is the connection to the divine parts of ourselves, that soul energy, that higher self that you have that is with you 24/7. But when we close our eyes, we're able to put our attention a little closer to that divine part that we have inside of ourselves. So just feel yourself now in the presence of your golden one, your higher self, for it is involved in the communications that Kryon has to us. It is a part of that same creative energy that Kryon comes from. So together with our golden ones, our higher selves, let us now provide a little space for Kryon to share a message.
Five years and counting. What do you think that means? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Some of you guessed it right. Some of you have no idea what it means, and perhaps you're watching this because of it. What happens in 5 years that we have taught about for some time? There is a timing, dear ones, of what you would call, and we have taught about, called that great shift. The shift is here. Now, this shift, as we have described to you before, is a time of an allowance, you might say, that was actually predicted by the ancients because it aligns with astronomy. It aligns with a wobble of the Earth that creates the precession of the equinoxes. This time of allowance only happens every 26,000 years or so, and it's here. These kinds of things are so massive and so difficult to time and show the timeline because they're so slow. But the average says that this started almost 36 years ago. In fact, it was 30 years ago. And in that, dear ones, we started a different kind of energy on this planet, the shift. So what has happened in these last 30 years, or perhaps even in the last 20 years? Have you seen anything? Have you seen an alarming incidence of certain kinds of things? When we told you that the light is being turned on and the dirt is showing, and then we told you that you have some time to start cleaning up that dirt because there's an allowance, you might even say a dimensional shift happening. Would all of this be from astronomy? Do you believe in the energy from the stars? Do you believe in the movements of the things around you? Do you believe in astrology? For here it is on another scale. But this one involves perceptions from the earth of what you see because of the wobble that is here. And the ancients spoke of it. What else did this shift bring you that was really, truly unusual? That was the incidence of the calendar of the Maya in 2012. And what you thought that was, and what many told you it was, instead of the truth, that it was the end of a time for the Mayans, A calendar that was 5,000 years or some change, as they say, old. A 5,000-year calendar? Yes, dear ones. Because these calendars, five of them, were developed around the space between the precessions of the equinoxes on the Earth. You are in the shift. And what the Mayans told you was this is the last calendar of its kind. Because this shift ends a 26,000-year event. And now you move forward into something no one expected. How many of you saw or heard the channel that asks, does time repeat itself? If you did, you know this is what we were teaching you then as well. It does. It repeats itself over and over and over until something happens that would move you onto another track, you might say. If that was a train that was repeating over and over and going around in a circle, it's going to another track. And what then prompted it was called the precession of the equinoxes. Now, dear one, listen up, because here's the answer. 5 years in counting is how many years are left of this change. This precession of the equinoxes 36-year event, it ends approximately 2030. You're 5 years from it. What happens then? Now, this particular question has been given so many times and answered in so many ways and times, especially in those places where I present live to you. But now I'm going to tell you what I've told the others. I want you to back off from that which is the doom and gloom scenario that you've been told by so many. They want to be important, and so they will tell you that in 5 years it's all over. You had your chance, now you get into the doom. And they'll tell you that perhaps part of your continent here in the United States will fall off into the ocean. Now, that is an interesting prediction because it's right on schedule. In fact, that was the same prediction as 25 years ago. Same one. It's almost like it's a prediction that comes along every once in a while. We gave you a channel for that as well. We called it the doom machine. That's not what's going to happen in 5 years. In 5 years, dear ones, it starts to be the closure of the craziness. How about that? You didn't expect that one, did you? This shift is allowing for this light to turn on and show the dirt. It's an allowance for all the wild cards to come forward in history and present themselves. It's a wild card in politics, have you noticed? It's a wild card in so many things. It's the kind of thing that allowed COVID. All of this in the shift. 36-year window, you might say, of craziness. At the end of the 5 years, I want you to expect some settling. Now, what is taking place here? He said it doesn't stop in the awakening department. You're still going to have so many awakening, including all those indigos we've told you about. All of that starts to continue. It's going to look a little better, dear ones, because there will be solutions that you'll have, perhaps in the next 5 years. Other things may happen as well that some have predicted that are good. I want you to see this as the end of an odd time. You are in an odd time. This precession of the equinoxes, starting in 1994, has been predicted to you from many. And you will see it all over the map in the indigenous of the planet who knew of this. Who knew of the timing of this? And perhaps even their ancestors had seen it before the last time it took place. It's a time of transformation, a time of allowance, a time of dimensional shift, you might say. And we've been telling you this for some time. Now here it comes, 5 years and counting. My instructions to you, do not fear the end of the shift. The shift continues in a more gradual and pleasing way. Say, perhaps it's the end of all that that is uncomfortable. It starts to make a little more sense. It's a little more mature time, you might think. All of this taking place in 5 years. Now, this will not be an abrupt change. Again, there are those who have said that the 36 years started earlier, that it's over now. And others said it actually started later and it won't be over for 10 years. So this is truly an average, where the timing of this, you might say, is a gradual feeling of different energy. Even though we say it's ending in 5 years, it may take another two to actually get out of it completely. That's because of the slowness of this precession and how much time it takes even to get into it and to get out of it. It's not a snapshot event. I would love to see you celebrate it in 5 years. Dear Spirit, you might say, the timing may not be perfect, but I hereby thank you for the shift. We are now moving forward to what we learned there and what happened there into a more mature time. Show us the pathway that makes sense in this new time we have. Show us what it meant, what it all meant, and what we do next. It is for humanity that this is happening, dear ones. It's a shake-up time, and indeed it has been. Now, that shake-up time is not necessarily going to continue in the intensity that it has been, and that's the whole point. 5 years and counting to the end of a shift where the light was being shown and the dirt, it actually showed so clearly that many things in your culture have changed because of it. Imagine an awakening that you had that saw things that didn't make sense and were incorrect for what you wanted on this planet. You got 5 more years of that. And perhaps the end of wars. Think of that. All of these things coming to a point that you expected. There were many predictions of this time. It took another, you would say, cloak of energy. One of them, during the shift, you would have, of course, Armageddon, which you did not. That was a metaphor all along for a shifting planet that would be profoundly different. There were predictions of a rapture, of a coming time of mastery. And I told you that actually is happening. And that's part of the shift, and that's part of the awakening. That's part of the light. So even some of the, you might say, spiritual predictions in Holy Scriptures, they're actually happening now in a different way. We've given you that information as well. 5 years and counting is good news. Celebrate it, if you choose, as the end of a time you came for. You came for. I will tell you yet again what an honor it is to be channeling on a planet with the majority of the population who came in knowing you'd be in the middle of the shift, knowing of difficult times, knowing that there might even be a war or two, but it might be the last of its kind of war or two, where humanity would say, no more, get it together, no more. We're tired of the differences that would create killing one another, claiming land, greed over the formulas for what you have for trade, or all of the other things that would create war. through the centuries that you've had it, enough is enough. That is the shift. Are you seeing some of that? Are you seeing those who are getting tired and fed up with the same old of dark energy that creates those wars? The core systemic reasons are starting to change. For the very war of why it causes it, what it's about, instead of repeating it over and over. That's what the shift has been about. It's a time to celebrate 5 years and counting. It is why I am here, to facilitate that very thing. And so it is.